I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the 360 Podcast, honoring the lives of those lost in the Navy Yard shootings by telling their stories. A husband and daughter remember the woman who meant everything to them. Let's get started. Tonight, as we do with many mass shootings, we want to focus as much as possible on the lives that were lost. We believe that too often the too much focus is on the killer. Now, in this case, that's understandable. Authorities are still trying to learn as much as they can about this man and are appealing for the public's help with any information. But we hope history remembers not his name, but the names of those 12 innocent lives lost yesterday. And so tonight we want to introduce you to some of those people. As much as we know about them, we're able to interview the family of one woman who was killed yesterday. Her name is Kathy Gardy. Her daughter had a simple request of us, and it's a privilege to honor it tonight for her and for everyone who lost someone they loved yesterday.
With everything going on, I want them to know she lived. She's not a number. Or some statistic.
You want them to know the person that she was and the life that she led.
Yes. Because she was so caring and she would do anything for anyone she loved.
That is Jessica Gardy with her dad talking about her mom, Kathy Gardy, who, as she said, is not a number, is not a statistic. Kathy Gardy was 62 years old. She was a huge fan of the Washington Capitals hockey team. She loved Hall & Oates. She even loved the Bee Gees, went to their concert. She loved animals, counted bluebirds for the local wildlife refuge. She and Douglas, her husband, were planning their retirement. Doug had already retired. Kathy was just a few months away from retiring. They were planning the rest of their life together. Mike Ridgel was 52 years old, a security guard at the Navy Yard. After 17 years at the Maryland State Police, he served 3 years as a security contractor in Iraq. His daughter, Megan, echoes what Jessica Gardy said.
I don't want people to remember him as a victim, because he never was in his life and he never will be. He's strong. I want him to be known as a dad above a victim of a shooting. Because he was a great dad for all of us.
Michael Arnold was a graduate of the Naval Academy, an avid pilot. He was building his own plane that he hoped to fly to visit his mom. He wanted to do it before he turned 60. Michael Arnold was 59 years old. John Roger Johnson, who went by JJ, lived in the same suburban Maryland town for the last 3 decades. A neighbor there always says he had a smile on his face. He was 73 years old. 50-year-old Frank Kohler lived south of here in Tall Timbers, Maryland. He leaves behind a wife and 2 daughters. We also learn more today about 46-year-old Kenneth Bernard Proctor, who worked as utilities foreman at the Navy Yard. He had 2 teenage children, one who just joined the Army. Vishnu Pandit and his wife lived in North Potomac, Maryland, where a neighbor described him as a very nice man. He was 61 years old. Mary Frances Knight was the daughter of a Green Beret with 2 daughters of her own. In addition to her work as an IT contractor, she taught at a nearby community college. Like Michael Arnold, Martin Bodrug was a midshipman. He served 22 years in the military, taught Sunday school for preschoolers, and in wintertime helped shovel driveways for elderly neighbors. He was the kind of person you'd want as a neighbor. He leaves a wife of 23 years and 3 daughters. Martin Bodrug was 54. Arthur Daniels lived right here in southeast Washington. He and his wife, Priscilla, had 5 children, 9 grandchildren. He worked as a handyman in Building 197. Arthur was 51 years old. We still don't know much about Sylvia Frazier. She was 53. We hope to learn more about her in the days ahead. And Gerald Reed spent much of his career in military law enforcement as a systems analyst. He had 2 master's degrees, worked in risk management at the Navy Yard, loved books about the Civil War, loved animals. He had 3 rescue Labrador retrievers, as a matter of fact, an Irish setter, and 2 cats. Quite a menagerie there. We honor them all tonight, and today so did official Washington.